fighting and full of nonsense. The Stephen Howson Podcast. Made in Manchester.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Stephen Howson Podcast. Let me know if the audio is any good, because I've had a little bit of a problem with the setup tonight, so that's why we're a little bit late. So let me know if everything is good in the audio. So welcome. This is the Stephen Howson Podcast, joined by my mate Ben, as always. We are available on iTunes as audio only. We're available on YouTube if you want to just, you know, listen to us, watch us, join in and ask us questions. That's the place to do it, on YouTube. And we're also on CastBox if you're one of those Android weirdos. So that's that. I think we're in about the region of about 10,000 subs on iTunes. For some reason, you don't really get to see your number. You get a bit of a finger. Loads of audio feedback is there. Your audio is shite. Is it that bad? How's it now?
Hello, hello.
That doesn't look like it's doing it. It looks like it's a little bit delayed, this crackling. What's going on, man? This crackling in the sound, bad audio. Let's just unplug. It's obviously picking it up there, isn't it? Because it's... How about now? How about now? Is that any better with the audio? It's a bit crackly. Oh, this is a fantastic fucking start, isn't it? let's just check on this, on the capture. Let's just see. It's still crackling and it's delayed as well. Fuck me.
Standard issues.
Right, do you know what? I'm switching scenes to this one. Can you hear me now? Is that any better?
Hear me now.
Irminal.
Oh, there you go. That's going better and better.
Oh, yeah, but that's not going to be this one. That's going to be on the last one.
Okay, now.
So was it... Right, this one will be perfect. But was it perfect while it was still on the podcast logo, or is it perfect while it's on this one? Let's get rid of the Snapchat graphic. Let's add the podcast graphic. It's all right, we do it all on the fly. We're not bothered.
Okay, there's that amount of people saying it's fine now.
Yeah. Oh, fuck it. You're going to have a little... We'll deal with that like that. It's not perfect, but there you go. So it was fine on the podcast one. Whatever, we figured it out. We're back in the mixer. So as I was saying, now everyone's loud and clear. It's available on iTunes as audio. It's available on YouTube if you want to join in and get in the mixer and all the rest of that sort of stuff. If you're one of those Android weirdos, you know, there's probably very little help for you. But, you know, you can get it on CastBox. I think we're in the region of around about 10,000 subscribers. You don't get the exact numbers there, but going off the downloads, that's what I think. So if you'd rather listen to us rather than talk to us and join in and all the rest of that sort of stuff, then that's where you can find us, CastBox and iTunes. It looks like it was sound after we switched it back, but whatever, we'll leave it as it is now. It's no great shakes. It looks how it's supposed to look now. So there's going to be new audio-only podcasts coming very soon. That's why I'm mentioning the iTunes audio stuff as well as the CastBox stuff. So if you want to, head over there and subscribe to us. Now, there's one other thing that I wanted to get in the mixer, and I'll get it up on my screen here so I can see it. I don't think I can get it on. Do you know what? I'll try. So, our podcast channel is its own channel, right? This is the Stephen Howson FC channel. There is its own podcast channel. Let me just see if I can box this off. So, duplicate that. I'm doing some seriously technical shit behind the scenes here, folks.
I know how to turn a PS4 on me, that's about it. I'll send an email.
Hopefully that works there. Keyboard's over there, innit? So, yeah, as I was saying, don't want it to go completely dead. What I want to do is show you the... what's the width? It's probably about 1,000. Yeah, that'll do. Fit to screen. Right, so let me show you this. So this is what we're currently on our podcast channel. just as it goes up there. So if everyone can who's watching right now goes and finds the Stephen Howson podcast channel, it's a separate channel. The subscriber count here is for Stephen Howson FC. There's only four more podcasts going to be on this channel. So if you want to stay subscribed, you need to subscribe to this Stephen Howson podcast channel. There's 1,024 people subscribed to that at the moment, 1,025. So head over there, subscribe to it over there, because that's where all of the podcasts are going to be coming very, very soon. So that's a little bit of the housekeeping out of the way. Gerrard is a fucking fraud, lad. What do you reckon? Just go straight off that?
In what sense?
The guy's a fucking fraud. Okay, so I wrote this back when Steven Gerrard bottled it. I mean, decided to go to the MLS. And when he decided to go to the MLS, I wrote this about him. Because the English media, as you can expect, was in the middle of wanking itself stupid over him. What was it, he great? Premier League legend. How can you be a legend of a competition you've never won? Whatever. So, I wrote this, and I'll read maybe most of it. I don't know. We'll see how long it sort of takes to read this out. So, I wrote this article. I should probably write more, you know, because I impress myself sometimes. Here's what I wrote. So, Steven Gerrard announces impending departure from the Scousers on New Year's Day. Clearly, Stevie Me was in that New Year, New Me bullshit frame of mind and decided to turn his back on the club that he professes to love. For a third time, at least, I might add. Gerrard is 34, or was. Not old, really, in footballer terms. Certainly not nowadays. But the problem Gerrard has got is that he's not a very good footballer. Unlike, say, Scholes or Giggs or Pirlo or even a Beckham, Gerrard's abilities were vastly over-egged. Technically, he epitomises the brain-dead English footballer I hope we've seen the last of. He's physically pretty good, had a decent engine, and could strike a ball pretty well from distance, but he never could control a game. Never, right? He didn't have the mental know-how or positioning to ever be that top central midfielder, as Fergie said, that the Match of the Day public wrongly think that he is. He's a highlights player. Roy of the Rovers pops up in the 90th minute, gets a winner, having done fuck all for the 89 minutes preceding it. He is a fraud. His passing ability is laughable. There's been a few jokes since the announcement that he's going to Hollywood to visit one of his passes. I like that one. That's a good line. It's funny because it's true. Not in a nice way either. Gerrard is the sort of player who thinks, why try a simple pass when a 60-yarder will do? Not once in my years of watching United when we played Liverpool, I've ever thought we better keep Gerrard quiet today. He never had that ability. He was good when pushed forward. Definitely give him that. But even in his finest hour, the 2005 Champions League final, he was a passenger. Liverpool were absolutely outclassed when Gerrard was in midfield. It was only when Hamann came into the midfield that they actually got a foothold in the game and he went on to win the game. I won't say they fluked it. That's pretty disrespectful. They won it fair and square. But Gerrard did not produce a Roy Keane-level performance in Turin by a long stretch. The way he's leaving his career was, in its entirety, a selfish man, looking only for himself. Now, the club he claims to love in 2004, he tried to leave. He was threatened by gangsters that his family would come to harm if he did. This was supposedly the reason behind the U-turn when he first decided he was getting sick of being burgled. I read all about it in an incident called Football and Gangsters, How Organised Crime Controls the Beautiful Game by Graham Johnson. That is an excellent book, by the way. Well worth checking out. You'll be shocked. It also has a bit of dirt on Wayne Rooney in there too. 6 weeks after the pinnacle of Gerrard's career, he decided to hand in a transfer request. Shortly after sitting on an open-top bus, grinning at the hordes of bin dippers that took the afternoon off not going to work to come and cheer him, he decided that he didn't feel enough love from the club and slung in a second transfer request in 2 years, right? So how is this not brought up? Rooney hands in one transfer request, questioning the club's policy in the aftermath of selling Ronaldo, and he's a pariah. The second one might have been a figment of Fergie's imagination. We'll probably never know. Either way, he gets slated for it, and Gerrard apologists conveniently ignore that Mr. Liverpool twice handed in a fucking transfer request. That's why we sing the song. He kisses the badge on his chest and hands in a transfer request. He also admits doing so in his book. I can't even think of words to describe doing such a thing in the glow of a Champions League win must have felt like, and what must have it done to the squad, the management, and everybody else. So I'm not even going to talk about the DJ incident. Just shows how much of a tosser he is. The latest announcement, I think it went like this. This is me paraphrasing how I think Gerrard announced his decision. I haven't been able to play the holding role now my legs have gone. My appalling touch and sheer lack of mental acuity means that Joe Allen and Henderson are now preferred to me in midfield by my equally embarrassing and strange manager, Brendan Rodgers. I wish to prove my love for the club by leaving the moment I am no longer considered a first choice player, even though I tried. I can't insert my must play into the contract. So I'm off to the pub league for a couple of years. I'll likely win a championship as Galaxy are the Yank equivalent of Celtic, so it'll suit my style of play. Then I can gloat about finally winning a championship. He didn't even win a championship.
No.
So then I carried on. If he truly loved the club, he'd embrace the sort of role that Giggs and Scholes took up. You might think he's the Liverpool equivalent of these two ambassadors of our club, but do you know what? I'll give him that because Liverpool and Manchester United aren't in the same league, and he is not in the same league as either of those two. I mean, Liverpool, when he came second, he wrote 8 books about coming second. It's the most Scouse thing I have ever witnessed. So that was what I wrote back, like, I think it was 2 years ago. What's the date on it? 5th of January. So it's 2 years ago, 2015. I have not seen Gerrard winning the league. Sorry, everybody in the comments. And this recently surfaced. I don't know why it's just resurfaced, but yesterday I noticed it got 2,000 hits on my website. My website, stephenhouseman.com, gets no fucking traffic whatsoever, right? So I was like, what's going on here? Then someone tweeted me saying, this is awesome. So I retweeted it, and then obviously it's ended up with like another 5,000 over the last couple of days. So I don't know why it got brought up. I don't know if it's been posted on some sort of Facebook group somewhere. Thank you to whoever has. And I just thought I'd bring that up. Steven Gerrard, the guy's a fucking fraud. He's lauded as one of the best ever.
I don't know. Fraud's a bit harsh, I'd say.
I know, but it gets a good headline, doesn't it?
I mean, there were times. I mean, it's hard to do it yourself. I mean, you look at, like, he's mentioned Roy Keane in terms of the performance that he put in. Look at the team that we had around Roy Keane there.
Unbelievably good.
Yeah, it was amazing. Like, Liverpool, they signed fucking no-marks, like Vladimir Smica and Jimmy Torre.
Remember
and,
when Patrick Berger, was it like 97 or something? Patrick Berger was the shit.
Yeah, and they had, like, Bjornaby. Do you know what I mean? People like that. They hadn't had a good goalkeeper for 20-odd years. They hadn't had a decent team where depth in squad, which is showing now, isn't it? Basically.
And that's what we said all year. A really average squad that, fair play to Klopp, he was getting a massive tune out of. But as soon as you start losing one or two players, it just crumbled, didn't it? It folded like a cheap snakes and ladders.
Well, they, if you look at them, top six, they haven't been beat. Everyone else, they get beat by, which is kind of similar to like how we was in the game.
We were top of that top six mini league last season. I think we won 5, drew 3, lost 2.
When teams come at you, there's space to exploit, and what you want to play works. But if you haven't got a fucking plan B, you're getting found out.
As Pep's seen.
Yeah,
as Klopp's saying,
but he's still not getting no abuse, Klopp, is he?
There was a little bit the other night. But I don't know. Here's the fucking problem, right? And newspapers will just jump on it and say that's what's happening. Someone there saying Lampard better than Gerrard. Go fuck yourself. How about that? You're insane if you think Lampard's better than Gerrard. Lampard's unbelievable goal scoring history. Totally different footballer to Paul Scholes. But I'd rather have Paul Scholes every single day.
Yeah, definitely.
And Lampard is better than Gerrard. That's the order they're going. Scholes, Lampard, Gerrard. That's the answer. Wilshere's playing with his sticker book.
At peak, Gerrard won't get in United's team.
No. Not at all.
I know Fergie did make efforts to try and sign him, didn't he?
Orange Ape says, can you get an expensive chase? Snakes and Ladders board. It's a good question.
Probably
could. I bet there's some fucker in Abu Dhabi's got a really expensive snakes and ladders.
Yeah, there'd be a gold one with
marble.
Yeah.
So that was that. I wanted to start off on just saying Gerrard was a fraud. I might go back to writing. I'm fucking well articulate.
If you got time.
I ain't got time. So, we didn't do one last week.
No, why did we do one?
I was at Cantona on Thursday, and
was that good?
It was good. Do you know what? It pissed me off. I think I've done like 3 videos since mentioning it a little bit, saying the crowd got on my tits a little bit. It was a bit of a drunk crowd, and Cantona obviously super cerebral guy, very thoughtful in what he says, isn't he? He doesn't just pull shit out of his ear, of his ass, or you'll react quickly. He thinks about what he's saying. So every time he paused to really think what he was saying, obviously it's not in his first language either.
Yeah.
Everyone was going, started singing the Who Are Cantona songs. It was first time, sound. Second time, okay, give it a rest. Third time, mate, come on, I'm not paid to come and watch you.
Yeah, but remember,
I'm paid to come and see.
Remember when we had Rob Owen Whiteside? How many people? I mean, there weren't as many people who was there. They were just singing Robbo songs all the time.
Yeah.
Like any little lull, it was just about Robbo.
That was it. It was exactly like that, but a bigger venue with more people and more feeling. It's fucking Cantona, man.
Yeah.
Motherfucker don't do shit like this ever. It was really interesting to listen to some of the thoughts that he had on fans, and he said a proportion of the TV money should be spared and the club should be forced to keep the tickets cheap so fans can go, he goes, because without fans, football's nothing, and you just think, I fucking love you, mate. And some of the stuff that he come out with was brilliant, and he said he could play the game until he was 80. When he chose to walk away, it wasn't because he was tired of the game. He's like, I love the game, love this game. He could have happily played until he was 80 years old. He said, but it was the training. He said the training had just got too much for him. He goes, I wasn't waking up with the enthusiasm to go train.
Well, I fucked it up. At least he didn't do a Schmeichel.
Yeah, pretending it was all too much and then come back.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
Did they seem like a bit of the fallout from the first night at Bournemouth? I know they sacked the comedian, didn't they?
There was a different comedian. I think that was always the plan. I don't think that was like a last minute change.
Well, was Bournemouth just like a warm up then to see how it goes kind of thing, and then
maybe, yeah. There was hawking some shit with the auction, though.
Oh, I can imagine. Yeah.
There was unsigned photographs, just prints essentially, for like 90 quid.
Of who? Cantona.
Not framed, just like a photo. Like, he's taking a fucking piss. I think they wanted you to buy that and then go and get it signed off him. It was supposedly I mean, you know Foxy, don't you? You met my mate Foxy?
Possibly.
So Foxy texted me fuming, and I was trying to have a fucking lie in, and he was proper going mad. He said he was a racist comedian. He said he sat there for 77 minutes before he walked out. He goes, I didn't even see Cantona. 77 minutes he said he was sat there.
Wow.
He said they had a shit racist comedian. He said, and then they tried to, right, go away.
Where was this in the Bournemouth one?
The Bournemouth one. And then they pushed this auction. He said, and they pushed the auction for so long, people just sat there like not bidding, and they're just like bringing more shit out and more shit out and more shit out. He said, proper try to ram it down your necks.
Yeah, they're just trying to make coin, aren't they?
Of course they are. Yeah. So with the Manchester one, the comedian was good. He sort of took the piss out of Bournemouth a little bit. The show took the piss out of where everyone was from. Standard. He went off, and then there was an interval. He was on for about half an hour, so I think that might have been 8 o'clock till half eight. Then there was an interval, which was a bit strange, but there was like a 15-20 minute interval.
Mm.
And then Cantona was on, and I think he did about an hour. So
it's about,
I'm happy with that. And there was no auction.
That's good.
So they fucked the auction off. Yeah. But there was like a market stall outside with all the shit on there. So I don't know when they did the auction or whatever. So
they might get lynched.
Well, that's it. I did tweet him and say, you're not going to leave Manchester if that's how it goes down. Imagine making the king look like a prick. You can't do that.
Yeah.
So, I already knew that he was more than likely, he was at the Lowry Theatre, you're going to be staying at the Lowry Hotel, pretty much. So I was like, I'm going to go and have a punt. That's where I see all the players. If you see the photos I've got with Jaden, with like Pogba and Mkhitaryan and all that lot, that's where you go. It's at the Lowry. So I thought, got to Lowry. As soon as the show finished, walked back to the car, drove to the Lowry, sitting there about 5 minutes, Mourinho walks past. So I said, Jose.
Gaffer.
Palmed. Completely palmed. But if you check his Instagram, it was about a minute after he'd just thrown that up about Ranieri getting sacked. And you could see the next day he was obviously fucked off about it. So that, I'm assuming, was the reason why he was in a mood. Unless he looks like a moody fucker anyway.
Yeah, on that though, like, because there's a lot of people like, oh, it's a fucking disgrace and all that. It's both sides. You can't sack all the players. So who's going to get sacked?
It's wrong, though. I mean, there's no manager transfer market, is there? That's the thing. You can sell a player who's shit.
Yeah.
You know, you can't really sell a manager.
But what he weren't doing what they were doing last year, were they? He was trying to change him into something else.
I don't know if he was trying to change him, but they're not just not as productive. Vardy's not scoring anything like. Mahrez isn't getting the goals or assists or even the dribbles like he was.
Danny Simpson's maybe, been funny on Twitter.
Yeah, maybe they peaked. Yeah, look at a lot of average players that just
but them
the sun aligned.
Them two centre-arse, like Hoof and Wes Morgan,
they're nothing like it.
Big units, then. Big units. And Danny Simpson is not the best, is he?
He's a Premier League footballer.
Yeah.
That's steady, isn't it? That's the limit of what you want. And playing once a week, being able to be fresh. Here's the thing. Leicester and Liverpool play a similar intensity. Obviously, the style of play is totally different, but the intensity is a similar level. Maybe you can run it for one season. You put Europe into that mix.
Oh, yeah, it's complete. Well, he's also spent a lot of money on shit, like Slimani. Who else have they bought?
Nobody that they bought.
They bought a centre-half that, I think it's at Hernandez, and he's been fucked off straight away. He's not gone anywhere. It's about £80 million. Trying to get the new Kante. You know, that's the problem when you
trying to... Is he the new Kante now? Finishing top of the title table every season.
Who can he? Don't know. He's mint.
He is mint. But Herrera's stats smoke him, I think, apart from the tackle.
Well, someone said, oh, you could have done with him. But I was like, where would he play, though?
He would play instead of Herrera. Herrera wouldn't play, I think. Or he might play alongside Herrera.
But then he'd be a lot more defensive, though.
Yeah, would you?
So... Do you need them sort of players when you're playing like all at home?
Part of the Rat Pack in the comments says, Leicester on the PEDs last season or what? I'm going to say there's PEDs in sport.
Well, look at what's happened to the British cycling. The fallout from that last fucking banging.
As if no one knew. I said it all along, man. Every sport's dirty. You've got your head up your ass if you think every sport isn't dirty.
Yeah, there's only so much of an edge you can get, isn't there?
Lance Armstrong passed 300 drug tests, or somewhere in the region of 300 drug tests, and it was someone else's confession that did him. He never failed a drug test.
Mm.
And that's the one, when they say, are you on drugs? You go, I've never failed a drug test. It's not a fucking question I ask you, right, you dickhead. That's not what I asked you. I asked you, are you on drugs? Might as well say no, I mean, you're fucking cheating everyone anyway. You might as well just lie as well. Add lying to the mix. I think then Lance Armstrong after that, or it might not have been him, it might have been someone else. And if you're not cheating, you're not trying. I appreciate the honesty. Chael Sonnen's fucking awesome for it. If you don't listen to Chael Sonnen's podcast, it's called You're Welcome. Chael Sonnen, if you don't know, is an MMA fighter. And he's a good MMA fighter, but he's a wrestler, and he's got very ordinary stand-up, but he's a grafter, and he's amazing on the mic. Only Conor McGregor is better than him on the mic. That is it.
Mm.
The shit-talking... Put it this way, when he fought Anderson Silva in Brazil, they had to put a security detail on him because the Brazilian people wanted to kill him, right? He talked that much shit about Brazilians, they wanted to kill him. And then he got popped for taking all sorts of stuff. And he is so open and honest about it on his podcast. He's like, yeah. He's like, what was you taking? He was like, everything. He was like, I was fighting Anderson Silva, I'll take everything. I'm like, yeah, give me that. But when he speaks about PEDs in sport, and he's like, trust me, everybody's on them, you have to listen.
Yeah.
When a guy's so open about it, and he was like, look...
There's too much noise about every sport to say that no one's doing it.
There's too much money in football for people not to be doing it and not to be paying doctors off to keep it quiet.
Yeah.
And the FA themselves, it was only a couple of weeks ago, they admitted someone had been getting low-key bans. This is the FA covers drugs up, right? That's a fact, right? That's not me putting myself in shit or anything.
Berahino.
Yes, that's the one. So he was on a 2-3 week ban or something like that, and it fucking came out in
more than that, wasn't it? Well, because West Brom was saying he weren't fit. That was their line. And then it transpires that, well, Pulis or someone leaked.
Oh, yeah, in the transfer thing.
Yeah, after. Yeah, he was...
Let's pull it up. Let's not get it wrong. But yeah, there's so much drugs in all sports.
But that was recreational.
It doesn't matter for me.
I know, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. But it's still the fact that, yeah, it is covered up. But I like the percentage of people who get drug tested.
Oh, shit.
It's wank. Even then in the Champions League, the chance of you getting tested in Champions League is so minute.
MDMA. Berahino. Jeff Duarte in the comments says Sonnen's mic work was inspired from pro wrestler like Dusty Rhodes.
Dusty Rhodes.
Never heard of that guy, to be honest. I saw your comment earlier, actually, Jeff, that said, have I trained at SBG in town? I've not. I know a few people who were there. I've not trained there myself, no. That's a pro gym. I can't walk up in there. I've got too much respect for them to be walking in like, sup, all the pads for me, bitches.
He looks weighty there, doesn't he?
Does. He tested positive for MDMA. Routine test at West Brom last year, and it led to 8-week FA ban. So a lot of these ankle injuries and shit that you see people get, oh, just, you know.
Rooney, illness. I've got a problem with my tooth.
No comment.
What have you taken to numb that pain, son?
Yeah, maybe that's the one. Allegedly. So there you go. The FA covers up drugs, and there was one broke not so long ago where one of the newspapers released a guy, and there was this big list. I think it was like 12 or 15 names on this list, and one of the names got released. It was only like a League One player or something like that, but you're like, this was this month that the FA had banned this many people. Some of them was weed, some of them was cocaine. There was a lot of cocaine ones. There was a lot of stuff like that, and you just think, just be open and honest about it. What benefit is there? Okay, maybe sponsorships and stuff like that, but at least stop lying to the people and show that it's fucking rampant in the sport.
They don't want to because of the amount of money that's involved.
But they should.
Because you think about it, if they start talking about drugs and stuff and they think, well, we're trying to promote to children and things like that, then...
Yeah. But you're not being honest.
No.
You're not being honest.
Who is?
You've got to be honest, I think. You've got to be honest. The UFC, you've got to take your hat off to them because they fucked themselves, but at the same time was like, listen, this sport's dirty as fuck. We want to be a legitimate sport. Let's... get Jeff Nowinski in, who's going to start fucking hounding these motherfuckers down. Random drug tests year round. USADA testing, so it's blood and it's piss as well, because supposedly a piss test is an intelligence test. If you get done on a piss test, apparently you're thick as fuck. Apparently it's so easy to manipulate. Oil changes, supposedly, is one way of doing it, where allegedly you stick a bit of tube down your peephole. And you put a fluid bag and you just literally change all the urine that's in you for clean urine. I mean, no, I'm not doing that. How about that? I mean, do you hold your mate's pecker for him while you're doing it? I don't know, because I'm sure you need 2 hands to... Whatever. So, it's... No. Gary Mull says, how do drugs make you better? Would they not just fuck with your head? No, you... Steroids work. That's the thing, right? That's why you see them so rampant in the UFC. Testosterone and all that sort of stuff. It fucking works. That's why people are doing it.
Listen to the drug that... About, you know, because Bradley Wiggins and the one that gone missing, the whole case all gone missing. It's unaccounted for, so they don't know where it is and the package that could love it. So no one's saying that he's taking it, but it's like, but where's all this shit gone? And apparently it makes you lose loads of weight and also enhances your performance. It'll give you more endurance.
What's it called again?
I was like, yeah, and I was like,
get me some of that shit.
It was like,
no one tests my piss, I'll do whatever.
Tres cyclone or something like that. I don't know, I can't remember what it was, but I was like, yeah, fucking hell, I wouldn't mind having a go with that.
No one's licking my piss, it's all good. So the drugs in sport thing is huge, it's rampant, and it's fucking bad. But like I say, take your hat off to the UFC. I mean, they're testing, so they're finding, and people still know and are still doing it. But if they're only testing piss in football, it's got to be rampant. It's got to be. There's so much money involved, and like I said, these dickheads are going out doing party drugs, and it's being covered up. You know, when was the last time you heard of a footballer being done for performance enhancing drugs? I can't even think of one off the top of my head. Are you telling me it's not happening in 20 years? You're fucking insane. The game is so prevalent as a professional sport. It must be the most played professional sport. What, and people just aren't doing drugs? Get fucked.
Nah, it's all over the place. It's all over the place. You think about the number of people just in general life.
Yeah.
Who do drugs. And you think that these people who have got acts...
With the money that's involved.
Yeah, disposable income that they've got.
No fucking way. If they're not all on HGH, I'd be amazed. If they're not all just constantly...
Jordan, there's probably something better than that. It's probably that thing, I don't know what the name of it is.
Well, because the money involved. Yeah. Like, yeah, HGH is peasant shit. Yeah. We're on some fucking...
The proper
super HGH.
Proper HGH is, like, worth thousands of pounds.
It's nothing when you're on 250 bag a week.
Yeah, it's nothing, is it?
just to maintain your health. Fucking right. Yeah, Colo and his fat burner. Was that the last one done? But even then...
But he didn't get 8 months, did he? Like, Rio?
For missing a drug test.
Yeah, missing. How was that different from, like, actually getting caught with?
Supposedly, they treat you as if you failed it, which, okay, hold your hands up,
what,
fair
eight,
enough.
8 weeks, then?
Yeah. But so how are people who actually failed getting less than you? It's fucking bullshit. It's absolute bullshit. FC Mold says quite a few Dutch players got done a few years ago, didn't they? Maybe, actually. Wasn't Edgar Davids one of those? Or have I imagined that?
Oh, I can't see Davids being one. Yeah, I can't see him was. Oh, right, drugs ban there comes up.
2 year ban for drugs in 2001.
But he didn't get banned, though.
No, he could be banned.
But after saying like a second drug test.
Anabolic steroids, he was tested positive for anabolic steroids. He gets covered up so fuck.
He was covered a beast, though, Davids, wasn't he? Yeah. These, some people like superhuman.
Or some people that are on drugs.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. What was the other thing I wanted to talk about? Let's talk about this week's UFC. So there's a couple of big fights. Fight fans are buzzing this weekend. United kick off early doors. Means you can get a nap in before Bellew and Hay and then before UFC 209. Yeah, you can get a big nap. I can't. I'm going to be editing for about 4 hours. But you can get a decent nap in. So let's talk about this weekend's UFC. So we've got a pretty stacked main card, to be honest. The prelims isn't the best. UFC 209, you've got an interim title fight on there, you've got a welterweight title fight on there. Michael Bisping's just been announced that he's fighting George St. Pierre, which is sick. That is a sick fight. George St. Pierre coming out of retirement, going straight into a middleweight title fight. He's going to knock fuck out of Michael Bisping like he's nothing. I guarantee it. I absolutely guarantee it. There's no way he's come back while he's not ready. He's at TriStar for starters, which is one of the best gyms in the world.
Been knocking about for ages, hasn't he, around behind the scenes?
Of course, yeah. He's not even had a day off, I think. Orange Ape, yep, everyone's on steroids. True story, mate, everybody. So, GSP comes back. Do you want to notice as well? Because I was having a look, Michael Bisping had tweeted, it's on, and a photo of him and GSP, and I was just thinking, fuck, I don't want to be you. And I noticed Cristiano liked it. Well, he's a UFC fan, isn't he? Because he obviously took that picture with McGregor and that. Dean McCabe says, talk about boxing, it's better. It's not, is it? So, you got a stack card, you got Overeem against Mark Hunt. That's not going to the ground. That's going to be a case of who punches out first, because both of them don't really have great endurance, but both hit like a fucking steam train. So, it's whoever punches themselves out and gets caught, I think, in that one. But that'll be a nice warmer-upper to the main card. You've got Rashad Evans coming back after 3 years out to face the weird Dan Kelly. I think he's 12-1 or 13-1. He just seems to be, like, picking up fucking wins against, like, half-decent opponents. Rashad needs a win to get back in the mixer, because if he loses this now after, like, fucking years out, Christ knows what's going to happen to him. The fight of the night, though, is probably going to be Khabib against Tony Ferguson for the interim title fight. 24-0 against a 22-3. I think Tony Ferguson's lost once. I think it was Michael Johnson in the UFC. Apart from that, he's just fucking obliterated everyone. He's not a shit wrestler either. Khabib, obviously known for his wrestling. He's going to want to take him down. He's going to want to try and put him on the ground. I think Ferguson probably doesn't throw as many leg kicks in this one, which he's known for. I think he's got to go with his box. His boxing's fucking slick, and we saw Khabib get caught in his last fight. Tony Ferguson's got to press it on him. This might be our Conor McGregor fight with him if it ends up being McGregor.
Do you reckon he's going to go back to doing that?
Yeah, I think he's going to fight Floyd and make a fucking shit ton of money. He's probably going to do a movie or two, and then he's going to come back. I don't know how long he's going to stick around for in it or not. I don't know. I don't know if he's got 5 fights in him. I don't think he's got 10. So,
nah, I can't see him having 10. That he's got that much. He'll have that much money. It's like, do you really want to do this?
But
anymore?
Then is he going to dip in and out all the time and just come back for money fights? And is he going to do that? I don't know. I honestly don't know. And then you've got the welterweight title fight, which was I was tired, me, after watching it. I'll put that much on the line for it. Woodley against Wonderboy. Somehow was a draw, but a draw was a fair result in the last one. If Woodley puts him on his back and beats him up instead of going for a finish, Woodley wins by decision. They're both going to have learnt something, though. Wonderboy's a phenomenal striker. If Wonderboy's learnt how to evade those takedowns, I mean, he didn't seem like he was even trying to avoid the takedown last time. It was almost like he wanted to be took down, but then didn't have any offense on the ground. And you're like... So, they're both going to have learnt something. I'm leaning towards the champ on this one, though. I think Woodley's going to take it, which is a shame because I think Wonderboy had the potential to be a new UFC superstar. I really do. I thought he had the real potential to take it to the next level. But by the same rule, Woodley, he's a sound guy, but do you know what? He's just got this bad impression because he's just like a moody cunt. But fair play, just focuses on the craft and he beats the fuck out of people and he's fucking good at it. So you got to respect that.
But then it's marketability then, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Wonderboy is definitely more workable than Woodley because Woodley won't even give you a soundbite. He just like meme mugs you. He's like, Clubber Lang. He's got that sort of vibe going on with him. Like, you don't want to touch, you don't want to get touched off him because he's got that touch of death, but ultimately not really marketable because he's not going to give you a soundbite. What this sets up, though, is if Wonderboy Woodley wins, and it's a, you know, a bit of a clear decision rather than a draw like last time, that sets up, I think, GSP against Woodley, middleweight versus welterweight title. Woo! And that's potential to make a superstar out of Woodley. Or have GSP as a 2-weight world champion because the UFC needs a superstar. Because you've got Conor that's just tied two fucking weight divisions up by winning the belts and going, bye! Yeah. So you need someone to come in and take that shine back. Ronda's fucked it off, so I don't know. It's fucking interesting. Let's see what you guys are saying in the comments. Do I think any United players would be on drugs? In the course of the Premier League era, yes. There's got to have been at least one United player that's been on drugs. Kayan says, have I seen the True Joy's latest podcast? Yes, I haven't finished it, but what I saw so far was amazing. He's just had a guy that was on 23 years for death row for a rape and a murder that he didn't commit and then got released.
Fucking hell.
Wow, is all I will say. If you've not seen it, go check it out. It's fucking awesome.
How many cases are like that though in America?
A lot. Too many.
Way too many.
Liam McDiver say I say three and the last against GSP and Croke Park. I'm assuming you're talking about Conor McGregor there. That would be a big fight. He has mentioned that he could fight at 155 GSP, but he's fighting this one at 185, so I'm not sure he's going to get all the way down. How did Thompson not fight tap in that first fight, said someone. It was 99 faps and a bitch ain't one. Says, how did Thompson not tap? It was a sick guillotine, but like he said, like Woodley said afterwards, he's got a small head. And a small head, you know, obviously he's all right with it. Moj says, Khabib will submit first, and Ferguson heard it here first. Ferguson's a wrestler. Don't sleep on his wrestling game. He's got a very good wrestler. Orange Ape said, Woodley's really smart if you listen to him on the MMA Hour. I haven't listened to him recently, but yeah, I like Woodley. But I usually like a guy that everyone else doesn't like. So I like him anyway. I like that he don't give a fuck about giving you a soundbite. That he looks pissed off talking to the press. I like that. But, you know.
You want a bit of attitude, don't you?
Yeah, of course you do.
Everyone the same.
A bad motherfucker. Mm. If you see the way he puts Robbie Lawler away, you just like, let the guy do what he wants. Ryan Murphy says, who have been the best away fans at Old Trafford? This year, San Etienne blew him out of the park and them at home were fucking unbelievable.
They didn't have anything to cheer about, really.
All things football. What's your opinion on De Gea and Cruz swap? Swap deals don't really happen in football. I think if we want Cruz, they're going to ask us about De Gea. So do you want to open that kind of worms? I do see De Gea eventually ending up at Madrid, though. There's no way it goes down like to the wire like it did last time with him not having a desire to go. So he's here now. How long that's for, I don't know. Burger King Live says Man United are shit. All right, mate. Do I rate James Gallagher? Yes, James Gallagher was on Bama, wasn't it?
Yeah, because he was there when we was in... where was we? At the O2?
Was it Birmingham? NEC. Was it NEC?
Yeah, NEC, yeah. Yeah, he seemed like a smart kid, didn't he?
And a solid fight with a sick cream. Legendary 628 says, I heard McCola saying we once didn't have a parade when we won the league. Is this true? Pretty sure we did. Yeah, I don't remember one for the 17th or the 16th.
Quite a few of them.
Yeah. We didn't do a regular parade.
No, I think it was... We did it at 20.
Did it at 20? The last one. We did it at 18. We did it at 19 when we overtook Liverpool. We did one then. We did one for... Yeah, the big
one. Yeah, there's not been one for all 13. No, definitely not.
I don't think we did one in 2009 because we lost the Champions League final. I think that was the vibe was like, we'll just show this off now. Yeah, I think we've regularly not done one. And then we took the piss out of City when they won a League Cup and fucking did one. And Stockport emptied. Watch the toughest trade. Shane Williams tried Gaelic football and Michael Murphy tried rugby. Can you send me a link to that? if possible. Do I think Gal is a future world champion? A bit early to say. I think he looks half decent, but just the fact that he beat up some prick who wrestled means nothing. And honestly, how many people was they telling that fucking Punk was just going to get obliterated?
Yeah.
I say with all seriousness that I would fuck him up in a heartbeat, and I shouldn't be able to say that about anybody that's in the UFC. I should just go, no. I shouldn't even be able to talk about the 135 pounders who I've got fucking nearly 200 pound on. No, nearly 100 pound on. Well, more than 100 pound on. Not 200 pound on. Fucking hell. But I shouldn't be able to say that shit. You know what I mean?
Mm.
But CM Punk, I'd be like, I will get in the cage room, and not only will I get in the cage room, I will fuck him up. Whereas, like, Mighty Mouse would fucking destroy me, and I weigh twice what he weighs.
As I say, didn't you tweet, like, it was Audley Harrison, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, I tweeted Audley Harrison every day for a month.
You didn't do, did you do David A as well?
No, I didn't do David A. David A can box. Yeah. Audley Harrison, I would not be scared of getting in the ring with. I'd mind fuck him. Because I'd just be like, listen, I can't lose. If you knock me out, you're meant to. If I just touch you once and you fucking stumble, I've won. I don't even have to put you away. I think he can get in his head. I think he's just an absolute fucking gimp. Did I see the Hacienda flag? Where?
Yeah, there's two clubs in Manchester.
Oh, sorry, yeah. Yeah, the Hacienda's not there no more. So there's one club. Ronaldo's best game in a United shirt, the Emirates semi-final.
What, when he scored two? Scored that long-range free kick and that amazing breakaway.
Yeah, I don't know, actually.
It's hard to play.
Yeah, I don't know if you can pin single games down like that. Who wins between Triple G and Canelo? Probably Triple G. I'm a big fan of Canelo, though. Triple G's also said he wants a super fight with Floyd Mayweather, doesn't he? Now, we can talk all we want about Conor McGregor and Mayweather, but Triple G's going to fuck him up seven ways from Sunday. He's well too big for him.
Yeah.
Well too big for him.
Yeah, and he won't go into that fight.
Orange Ape, you're 6'5". Fuck me. Are you hard as fuck? He says, I'm 6'5", and Mighty Mouse would climb me like a ladder and choke me. I think he would hit me 94 times before I even realised he'd hit me once. That's how fucking quick and that. And I would lunge forward for him. It'd look comical, and he'd be under my legs. He'd take my back and fucking choke me unconscious.
Who do you want to win this Saturday out of Hay and Bellew?
Hay?
Nah. Bellew for me. I can't stand David A. It's like it's proper 50-50 though.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Well, I know Hay's been out, and it's so I think that wouldn't matter. I think you can definitely suffer from ring rust, timing, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, I think it's 50-50.
Some of the comments say, like, people, you gotta think logically. People say love Conor, but he never beats Floyd. If they fight 1,000 times, he's gonna win one or two of them, right? He is. That's just a fact. You can't say he will never do it or he has no chance. He's a lot bigger than him. A lot taller than him. I don't think a lot taller than him, but he is taller than him. He's got a massive reach range on him. All he's got to do is hit him once to put him away. Right? To suggest that he would never knock him out is fucking insane. If you fucking replayed it... Now, the fact is, Floyd's in massive probability going to fuck him up. But there is one chance... Everyone can get caught. That's the thing. Everyone can get caught. You fucking duck when you fucking meant to lean and you fucking step into a punch accidentally and you're fucking out cold. It happens. So you can't say never, never, never. You can't say never, right? I think it's a fucking extreme slim chance of him doing it, but you can't say never because there is always a possibility. Always a possibility.
Especially when you just need one punch.
Ari Gabriel says Giggs isn't a legend for not winning the Ballon d'Or. Shut the fuck up, you idiot. Lee Davies says, I'm with you, Ben. I think Hay will get a shock.
I hope so.
Let's have a look at Bellew's record and let's see who's fought. When was the last time Hay fought? Was it Klitschko?
No. It's well, proper fight, yeah. He's fought some absolute. He's fought like a doorman, hasn't he? And literally fought two or three people. But Bellew, that's in the last 3 years. So he's not really had a fight in the last 5 years. Yeah, probably Klitschko was the last one.
So 28-2 is Bellew.
I mean, yeah, you can look at a record, but at the end of the day, record, really.
Of course it is, yeah. So, all right.
BJ Flores, that was a decent knockout.
Makubu, that was a decent
one. He got off his ass as well, don't forget.
Yeah, but he's only had... All right, I suppose, man, that was a fucking... That one. I'm not even trying to pronounce that fucker's name. That's a bullshit record. But everybody else has had very good records, really. 20s and 1, 20 and 1. I mean, how many times did he fight this motherfucker?
Is that Cleverley?
He beat Cleverley?
Twice.
Was that a light heavyweight?
Yeah, they fought him, again not so long ago.
So what's this fight at? It's not heavy. Is it cruiser?
No, it's at heavyweight.
Is it heavyweight, yeah?
Well, light heavyweight, yeah.
So usually have the pound that it normally has the pound what they've weighed.
David A is gonna be like, he knows like Bellew knows if he's like first four rounds in that he's gonna come at him, isn't he?
Of course, yeah.
Steaming.
Yeah, he's not got that longevity.
Nah. So that's what he knows. He needs to be box smart and box clever. That's what he's got.
What's
to do.
What's he done in terms of rounds here though? Let's have a look.
He's done quite a few, isn't he?
I'm just trying to see when these are finished. Why is it shit this at the moment? It used to give you the fucking round and everything.
I'm sure he's done like quite a few gone the distance. I mean, I think his last one he went, it was only like four or five rounds.
Whatever.
But he's definitely got under his skin because some of the shit that David A is coming out with.
He is a prick and I can't stand him due to him calling all Scousers retards and after calling teenagers from Liverpool retards.
Yeah, he did. That went on. See, look, so like, if you look in the comments, like, people or Hay or Bellew, it's pretty even. Pretty even. I mean, I'm not saying that I'm like a massive Tony Bellew fan, but I can't stand David Amy. Ever since he come onto the scene, because he come onto the scene with Audley Harrison, and I just thought, look at this cocky twat. And then
the thing is,
he got knocked out by Thompson.
Yeah, I remember watching.
He was on BBC.
And it was garbage.
It was a right fight because he at the beginning of the fight again he was on top, but then he went on beyond. Thompson was like old at that point,
old as fuck,
and he was
pushing 40.
And the thing is,
Hay was being touted as this fucking next biggest thing, and the BBC I think had put a lot of money into him, and then he got fucked up by Thompson, didn't he?
Mm.
So then I had lost a lot of confidence in him after, but after that he went on a right tear and fucking ruined it, didn't he? So. The thing where he's come out about that with his toe.
That's bullshit, that.
Nah, do you know what? I think it's right sometimes. If you've got a fucking injury, you've got an injury. And I don't think he was like, oh, I lost because of my toe. I think he was like...
Yeah, but why bring it up in the mid? Why need to bring it up? There's no need to make it. You're in a world title fight.
I know.
You're in against Klitschko there, where you've got to leave everything on the line. If you get beat, you get beat.
Yeah, he wasn't throwing. He sort of just allowed it to happen, didn't he? Yeah.
So you know if all right,
it pissed me off a lot of these boxing fucking pay-per-views like this. You end up disappointed with them, don't you?
Yeah,
that's why UFC's overtook it.
I think this massively. One because like, did you see the Chisora and Dillian White fight?
Nope.
Them two just like was going at each other. That was decent. There was entertainment in there because they was just not stopping.
Well, yeah, fair enough. But most of the time, they just don't live up to it, do they?
No. Bring
back Tyson.
You're in that high level. It's just different than UFC. You've got the boxing, all the different...
They put one fight on and there's a lot of fucking chumps underneath them. Rarely do you see a card with eight fights and you go, oh, shit.
I don't know, because Eddie Hearn kind of tries to do that now. Not that level.
Not
that level there, but he does try to give you a bit more bang for your buck.
Maybe.
Because that's what you want to see, because there's so much choice out. You've got to do that.
Have we seen what's happened to Torres? No, what has happened to Torres? Someone else has just said, seen the Torres incident. They're playing. Are they playing tonight? They're playing on a Thursday night, are they? For everyone to be mentioning about it now. Khabib or Ferguson? Khabib by decision, Ferguson if it's early. It's just finished their game, so yeah, maybe there's something happened tonight. What's happened with Torres? GSP or Bisping? Fucking GSP! most heavyweight boxing fights these days are less entertaining than Kimbo versus Dada 5000. That was entertaining for another reason. Conor McGregor versus Nate Diaz in a 12 round boxing match at 160. Good lord, make it happen. That would be interesting because they've both got very good boxing. Zappa says Rin should take drugs, he would be good. He swallowed his tongue. Shit,
he's out of danger
head injury. Head injuries are a fucking bad dude, man.
I remember when I played footy once, I bit my tongue like that bad. Certain to tackle, and I think someone fell on top of me. And I bit my tongue, and it split open. And it was like quite a deep gash. And it just wouldn't stop bleeding.
It's a fucking big organ, isn't it, the tongue? Lukaku or Kane? Kane for me. Peter Holmes says Tyson is slash was a rapist. You need to read his book, mate.
Yeah,
that's all I'd say on that one. Read his book.
Definitely.
What do I think of Michael Venom Page? I think he's got the potential, not in Bellator though, to be a superstar of the game. You've got to get in the UFC, and the world, I think, would love him because he's fucking wild.
He's
an orthodox as fuck. Yeah, he brings entertainment. While Conor McGregor's off fanning about doing movies or whatever, there is a need for someone wild like that. And he definitely understands the marketing side of stuff. You've seen what he did with the fucking Pokemon ball.
Yeah, but that was fucking bit bangers after literally just...
Yeah, well, you don't know that the guy's...
crushed his skull in.
You don't know that's what's happened at the time. You just think he's just knocked him out of... I mean, the people who sat in front of us, didn't they? I remember him saying... It sounded like someone snapped a baseball bat. It was well loud.
Yeah, we were sat well close.
Well, yeah, it was cage time, wasn't it?
Yeah, a little, just virtually tiny little bit back, but yeah.
The person that was sat in front of us went, oh my God, he's got a, did he say a bend in his, a crease or something?
A dint in his, dint in his head.
I didn't see that at the time. Obviously, when you see the injury of it, the x-rays of it all afterwards, you're like, fucking hell, mate. Yeah, he knocked fuck out of him. But it was a masterful performance. Masterful performance. Who's my favourite UFC fighter? Probably Rumble Johnson, first and foremost. Just a fucking big angry black man. I love him. He seems like such a super nice dude off out of the cage as well. But then he's just got hands of stone and he just fucks people up. I like that. Apart from that, I used to like Diego Sanchez for the intensity and BJ Penn for the same reason, because I love me some nutters. I'm a nutter, so you know we like nutters.
Do you want to watch Griezmann's goal?
Oh, is Griezmann bagged again tonight? Is he?
What?
Do me more rumours tomorrow.
1-2.
Fucking hell! Oh my God!
Don't fuck about that guy.
Dicks out time. Why do I say Marshall instead of Matt Dial?
Because they're not French.
Yeah, because I'm from Manchester and he lives in Manchester. Now he's Mancunian. So there you go. What I think about Khan fighting Pacquiao?
That's another one. What's the point of that? I don't see the point of that.
I like that he's not asked and he'll fight anyone. But I think someone needs to be having a word in his ear and saying...
You're not that good.
Yeah, you ain't that good, mate.
Fight fucking Cal Brook and, like... He's just...
Yeah, fight Cal Brook! Fuck me! Yeah, he's going to get fucked up off Cal Brook. I do like Cal Brook.
Cal Brook fighting Errol Spence Jr., that will be a sick fight.
I do like Cal Brook. Khan is stealing living. Khan's been stealing living since... Did he come fucking second in the Olympics? And he was like, I'm going to come back, I'm going to fucking get paid 80 grand a year to stay amateur.
Yeah, okay.
Does that even add up to you? I'm going to get paid 80 grand a year to stay amateur. A year later, turns pro. And then every single fight he's had has been on pay-per-view. You've got to, this is what fucks me off, man. Why don't the BBC fuck off One Extra and fuck off BBC Three and fuck off BBC Four?
BBC Three.
Well, whatever.
They've just give Scotland another TV channel, giving 30 million quid or something like that.
So instead of fanning around with all this bullshit, why don't they make a BBC Sport channel? Do you, instead of piping off everyone from the Olympics or the boat race once a year or the national, do all this bullshit that they pretend to care about once in a blue moon? Why not put them on every fucking week? You can easily fill a domestic sport channel that serves the fucking British people, that allows us to see up-and-coming sprinters at the Crystal Palace Grand Prix, and who's going to be at the next Olympics. Make fucking superstars out of them before they get to the Olympics. You've got to tell the story, haven't you? That's where people are asked. That's what the UFC does very well. They tell you the story about people. Mm. They make you give a fuck. When it's just two dickheads fighting on the telly... Why do you care? I don't care. You need to know about these motherfuckers. Make superstars. Ricky Hatton was a superstar because he generated a following, because they told his story and he was on free-to-air TV on Sky. And Frank Bruno was on ITV at 9
o'clock. Free-to-air TV on Sky?
Well, it's on with a subscription. It's not pay-per-view. You know what I mean?
No. But
it's, yeah, so... All right, so the ITV shit when it used to be on there, that's where you got your superstars from, because people fucking knew them. Tyson Fury got a bit of a following when it was on Channel 5. There was massive fights for him because the public gets to know them. Stop fucking about BBC. Get yourselves a fucking sport channel. Support non-league football. You can't buy the rights to League 1, League 2, the championships. I understand that. Go and watch fucking non-league football. Make some superstars out of these fuckers. Yes. And then when the magic of the cup comes around and Sutton United get fucking Arsenal, you've got all this shit that you can show about Sutton, because you've shown that you give a fuck one month a year.
Yeah, but Sutton is on BT though, because they're in the Vanarama Conference.
Whatever. Is that on? I don't even want to watch it. I'm, you know, whatever. But do you know what I mean? There's all of these different fucking local sports that they could pretend to give a fuck about. Or they pretend that they give a fuck about when it's the Olympics. When did he show anything outside of that?
Yeah, they've got like, the pinnacle. Look where Media City is. They've got the velodrome there.
Yeah.
They could go and get a cycling because that's obviously big.
Of course, yeah. And Team GB's based there.
They've got like, they can go to get wrestlers, or not wrestlers, weightlifting, everything, all sorts of
everything's
shit.
BBC, everything's in the north. Why is there not a BBC sport channel? Why isn't there? Out of all the things that they give a fuck about, are you telling me, even if you've got the rights to the Premier League, even if every fucking day at 5 o'clock you just replayed Match of the Day, you're telling me people wouldn't watch that?
I don't think they're allowed to do that, though.
Aren't they?
No, I think there's in the, because there's like a highlights package and you can only do that. They do show it twice, don't they? Because they've got it on the Saturday and the Sunday.
Well, MUTV show it after midnight, don't they? So if it's a game's on a Saturday, midnight Saturday, so that's technically Sunday, they throw the game up because that's in their licensing. Now, it might be different if you're the club. You own certain sections of your rights, maybe. But they'll play that fucker 5-6 times the next week, that game.
Yeah, because they've got nothing else to focus on. So that's fine, you can do that.
So if they're allowed, can they put fucking Match of the Day on or whatever?
Fuck knows.
I'd love them to. There needs to be a fucking BBC Sport thing. And yeah, Media City is the fucking perfect place to do it with it.
God, you could just drop your CV off there, then, isn't it?
Yeah. So, hey, so we'll knock on the door. Hey! At the receptionist, who's like, what? Make a sport channel, you cunt! She's like, I answer phones. Yeah, I don't think the Director General is in Salford. I reckon they're still in their London office.
Yeah, standard.
Not beds. What are you fuckers saying here in the comments? There was something else I wanted to talk about. I can't fucking remember what it was. So we won a cup.
Oh yeah, happy days. I knew it. Then I told you at the start of the season we'd win that.
Yeah, Jose's a big fan of it.
Yeah, I knew it.
Right, are we going to get top five this weekend? Are we going to move off sixth?
It'll just be at us to go and draw 0-0 with Bournemouth, won't it? Bournemouth conceding goals left, right and centre.
0-0 at Old Trafford.
We roll up, have 45 shots.
0-0.
0-0.
0-0.
Pogba lit at the bar three times. Latin will miss a few 2 yards out. And then, yeah. Because Liverpool and Arsenal playing each other Saturday night, aren't they?
And Spurs play Everton. So if Everton get a result there, which they could, they certainly could.
Yeah.
I think if they get a draw or they lose, we're within. If we win and then we win our game in hand, we can go above Tottenham, which is fucking class.
I mean, what do you reckon, Roy Keane? Because he said we haven't beat anyone, which is true.
He's right. He's 100% right. However,
you can only beat what's in front of you, innit?
However, last season, our undoing wasn't beating the top six. As we said, we was top of that top six mini league. Our undoing was the fucking losing to Norwich, was losing to Southampton, was losing at Stoke. That was what fucked us up last time. Now you turn those from losses and draws into wins, you're in a better position. We do need to be better in the bigger games. I think we beat City.
Which I think that comes, I mean, Pogba needs to get a bit more involved, doesn't he? Because he's there in every other game. It's just when those games, whether he gets too hyped up for it.
Well, Joe, Alex said to us, you know Alex, don't you?
Yeah.
I spoke to him. He was in the dressing room, I think. I was texting him after the match. And I said, what was the plan? Because for me, it looked like the plan was to isolate Ibra, stop the supply to Ibra. And I said, was that the plan? He goes, no, that wasn't the plan. The plan was to pressure Bailly when he was in possession and to pressure Pogba and Herrera. And when I sit back and think and look at the highlights of the game, saying that in my head, I go, they did that. And that's probably where a lot of their success came. Defensively, we was pretty shit through the middle. We was pretty weak. But maybe that was because of the pressure that they put on those two as a midfield two. There wasn't a midfield three. Mourinho switched
that's
it at half-time.
Yeah,
and it was the right thing. It didn't
We didn't keep
work.
The ball well.
And I think the I think they tactically did very well, and that's the benefit of having a training camp and 2 weeks to focus on it versus, you know, we
3 days
fucking, yeah, and one of them would have been a recovery and then one of them was travel, so we had a day to work on it. So the I think we did pretty well. We won the game. Ultimately, that's all that matters.
That's all that anyone's going to remember.
Yeah, so draw a line under that fucker, remember it for next time, because I think we have to play them again still. Yeah, we do, we still got to play them away. So draw a line under it, fucking remember what happened, move on to the next game. We've got a week to focus on Bournemouth. Let's not fuck it up.
This is obviously a critical point now.
Yeah.
There's the amount of confidence that's in that team, but the over-reliance on playing the same players week in, week out.
It worries me to an extent, When I spoke to Rio, he said he wasn't asked. He didn't want to get dropped. He'd have been fine. But that's a player talking from a player's perspective. You've got to think overall.
We have said like many times, like we need players who can play and go through them brick walls and not have to worry about injuries.
But the performance level undoubtedly just dips sometimes, doesn't it?
Yeah. But I was speaking to a Chelsea fan and he was like, but that's what Jose does. He doesn't like to deviate from the same team, yeah. Whereas, you know...
But he has deviated a little bit this year, to be fair to him. He's mixed it up from a 4-3-3 to a 4-2-3-1 at times, brought Matter in, brought Mkhitaryan in at different times, brought Lingard in. And I think he actually is, but it's that, you know, it's that core of De Gea, Pogba, Zlatan. That is the fucking...
Yeah, and I think if he gets another centre-half, he'll do that as well.
The fuck is he on about here? Go down to Kursal and ask you the fuck is Salford FC. Okay? What are you on about? Jake Shurrock says, do I rate Pep? Despite being a massive United fan, I still believe he's an excellent tactician, but he has had world-class teams. I think he's a good coach, no doubt about that. But I think he's got obvious black holes in places that someone who... supposedly the best in the world, which is what he's touted as, shouldn't have. The fact that he comes out in a press conference and says, we don't work on defending. What? And you've got one of the worst fucking defences. I mean, the mistakes are the players he signed. I said before we got him, one of the things that always struck me was that he's never been successful in the transfer market. He's got iffy signings. Well, fuck me. Talk about iffy signings this season. Who did he sign?
Bravo.
Yeah.
John Stones.
Stones. Gundogan, who's got injured.
Yeah.
So, injured. Do you remember at the start of the season? Sané's done alright. He's not little fucking...
He's only a kid though, isn't he? He's 19.
So, at the start of the season, we did a debate where I was being the neutral guy in the neutral corner. Neutral Harrison in the neutral corner. And I said, we've had a better transfer window. And a lot of City fans clipped it up like they did when I didn't say I wanted Pep. They clipped it up and was trying to take the piss out of me, saying... because I said we'd had the better transfer window. They clipped it up when they was like 10 on the bounce. The fact that you went 10 on the bounce doesn't mean that you had a better transfer window than us. It means that you had a better start to the season.
Yeah.
That's all that it meant. But I was still fucking right. We did have a better transfer window. The players that we signed are fucking your players in the arse in terms of how they've outperformed this year. Unbelievably. If you just look at those that you've signed. Now, you might be above us in the table. I don't think you're going to finish above us in the table. But just compare the two fucking press stories. The Premier League going to have to adapt to Pep Guardiola, is it? Jose Mourinho, my life is a mess. Remember that headline? The fucking way that the two managers have been treated is a joke.
Now he's does that. Like, you don't even... He's probably, like, almost dismissive of the questions that he gets asked Pep before and after the games. Like, what do you mean? What, are you fucking stupid? Why are you asking me that question sort of thing?
Piers Morgan is a cunt, Liam.
Yeah, he is a cunt.
Make sure everybody tweets him. He did block me, eventually. After about 6 days of me tweeting him, saying, you're a cunt, mate. When is the Euphoria back on a review, back on the channel? Hopefully next week. I'm trying to get it up regular, but it's hard. Because I don't just want to give you generic information. I like to give you footage from the ground or for the matches. And there's not been many matches of late, or matches that I can get to, at least. A lot of them have been at the same time as the first season done games. It's about to kick into the playoffs for the 18s. I think there's one last game. I think it's tomorrow. Might be Saturday. I think it is tomorrow, actually, yeah. So, you know, it's one of those. How are you fuckers doing, anyway? Any questions in the comments? Are we a Thursday night job next week? Are we playing on...
No, Rostov's not till the week after, is it?
I don't know. There's two consecutive weeks for it this time around.
Mm-hmm.
So it's...
Oh, no, yeah, we are. Next Thursday.
So,
6 o'clock.
Alright. We could do one after still, potentially. There's not going to be any fan cams to edit. yeah, full time does. We're not going to Russia. And then the following one, the 16th, we'll probably move that to the 15th. So, because
it's Paddy's Day on the 17th.
Probably still be alright. Oh, Carrick's testimonial. Carrick's got a testimonial. Has this gone fuzzy again? I'm in a different USB port this time. Yeah, it looks like it's bouncing up and down there. Don't just unplug it. 1-2, 1-2.
Hopefully do it like this.
So
yeah, who's in that United 08 team?
In terms of
who's in it? Is it all United 08?
What do you mean?
It's a Man United.
Oh, that is that Carrick's testimonial thing
versus a Carrick Select 11. Yeah.
All right. I didn't see. I didn't even read the report. Actually, I just seen it get a testimonial, and I thought, right. Oh, you'd assume Owen Hargreaves, Scholes.
Well, yeah, Rio is Gary Neville.
Van der Sar probably Giggs. Play.
Maybe, yeah.
Paddy will probably play if it's the end of the season.
It's June. Yeah, think, or June, July. Fucking
playing. I seen that we're playing Barcelona.
The Legends, yeah.
Yeah. It's a tenner. It's 10 euros. What? I had a quick look at the flights. I think you're looking at maybe 50 quid return. I was like, might fancy that. Actually. When's Whelan's wedding? Is that the 1st of July? He'd cry if I fucking was in Barcelona for it. we dropped some frames today for the first time ever. 153 frames, 1%, 0.1%. We've never dropped a frame before.
That doesn't mean anything to me.
Anyone cares? No one cares. We're up to 1054 on the Stephen Hanson podcast channel. Can we get, there's 300 and some of you watching right now, head over to the Stephen Hanson podcast, smash that subscribe button, let's get it to 1100 while we're sitting here. Because like I said, there's only three more podcasts on this, and then we'll be on that channel. So go subscribe to that channel. We're not in sync now, we've fucking unplugged the audio. Fucking typical. Do most people say Marshall as Marshall? Yes. Deal with it. Mate, there's bigger things in the world to worry about. Would Ronaldo play? That's a good question, actually. That is a good question. I don't know, you know. Sounds like the voice has all gone delayed now. So, fuck it. What can we do? Anything that we needed to fucking plug or what? I don't think there was. Right, we'll do a few more questions and then we'll bounce. Audio's gone funny again. Fucking hell. What can you do, eh? Akmal says, I am in sync. Alright, okay. It's just other people. If I was Manchester United manager, what positions would I strengthen? Who would I strengthen, even? Who would I sign? If he's got no confidence in Luke Shaw, we need a left-back. First choice left-back at that. If we've got no...
Swap Danny Rose for Luke Shaw.
No, I like how offensive he is, Danny Rose. I think there's better, though.
Yeah, there's better. But who then? So who would you have?
Is it Rodriguez from Wolfsburg? I like that guy. Good at free kicks as well. Should like left back that's good at free kicks.
Yeah, but Blint has got a decent left foot on him. So would you just... You need someone with pace, don't you?
You do need someone with pace. Rose is a big bad man. I don't think he's going to stay as a left back forever, you know.
Yeah. I think he's like gone from wing to fullback, hasn't he?
Orange Ape says, did you see Iceland's president on his views on pineapple on pizza? He's a United fan as well.
Yeah, well, don't mean he knows everything.
Knows more than you. Pineapple don't go on a pizza.
Whatever.
Have you ever had apple in a salad?
No.
I've had apple in a salad with cheese as well, and it's not bad, you know.
So, well, what was you trying to like disprove a point there?
I don't know what I was doing. I was just going west. Did Borthwick Jackson never get recalled? I'm not sure how much I'm meant to say, but fuck it. Essentially, check this out. This is bullshit, right? But it's true. It's just bullshit in the way it's come out. It's United hadn't budgeted for Borthwick Jackson to be in the under-23 squad this season because of his loan, and they're happy with how Demi Mitchell's doing at left back, so they basically just fucking shrugged their shoulders and said deal with it to him. I mean, what's he on, a couple of grand a week? You're paying Schweinsteiger a fucking quarter of a million to not do that. It's a fucking joke. It's an absolute disgrace. The kid is getting his career wasted because United had been tight. That whole team's gotten a pop, to be honest. Nicky Butt's doing some amazing things with the squad behind the scenes, but it's probably not in his hands. It's something to do with Mourinho and Woodward, I think. Not signing players that Mourinho doesn't see as going to be eventual first team players, which is fair enough. But ultimately, fuck's sake, you know, you want
to. We've always got a conveyor belt. You need to keep that going.
You have.
Even if like they play one or two games and then just to throw them in there to see how good they would be.
Yeah, but they won't sanction any new signs. We've got no strikers, we've got no wingers. It's a fucking nightmare. Woodgate being a knob again. What's he done now? Liam, in the comments. Someone says, where do you write, Callum McDonald, where do you rate Gabby Hines? Loved him for about a year and a half.
And then he went to Liverpool.
And then he went really shit at the same time for some reason. Would I try someone unordinary at left back, Rooney or Rashford, someone like that?
No.
Like Milner? No. You could try Cameron Barfitt-Jackson if you bring the fucker back. Imagine how many kin assists he'd have with Vibra getting on the end of them crosses.
Mm.
Cameron Barfitt-Beckham, mate, his crossing was class. Would I sell Pogba and get Verratti or Isco or keep Pogba? Is that a real question? why has football gone soft? Robert McPhee's dropped us £2. Cheers for that, mate. Why has football gone soft?
Because you're not hard to tackle.
Yeah, I mean, I remember in the 90s when it was like, and it baffled me at the fucking time, to be honest. It was like, you want to see players like McManaman running with the ball, don't you? Referees are it. I think it was before the 1998 World Cup, actually. There was adverts in 442 or one of those magazines, and it was like, tackles from behind are now going to be outlawed. And I remember thinking then, who the fuck cares if McManaman gets dropped? Scouse twat. Have I heard a Paul Pogba chant recently? Yes, but it was shit. And it was the, I would walk 500 miles, but it was, I would pay 100 million and I would pay 100 more just to see Paul Pogba make the Stretford End roar or something like that. It was a bit shit. It wasn't polished. If I could score one Manchester United goal in a past, what would it be? What would yours be? Cantona's against Sheffield United. Not the one against Sunderland at home, but there was a chip against Sheffield United.
Yeah, I tweeted it.
Did you?
Tweeted it, yeah. It was sick, yeah. Because that was when Bramall Lane, it had one stand missing and it was windy as fuck. But I was thinking maybe Cantona's cup final goal against Liverpool.
Oh, yeah. It's not a bad one to have, is it?
Or the night, one of the...
Solskjaer's, Solskjaer's. Keno's.
What a Turin.
Yeah.
Scholes in 08.
Oh, yeah. One of Steve Bruce's in the 97th minute in 1993.
Yeah.
I was near the cricket ground, didn't even see it. Oh, fucking hell, Dad, what was you doing? We're at 106.5. We're not fucking going until this gets to 1100. So go and find it, the Stephen Howson podcast, and go and subscribe to it, you fucks. O'Shea's tapping versus Liverpool at Anfield. I kissed him that night. I found him in town with Giggs. He was out with Giggs and Wes Brown in was it called Camel Bar or some shit like that. Scholes against Bradford, not a bad one.
Giggs
Owens versus City,
yeah.
Shit, that'd have been a good one as well. Yeah,
Giggs is semi-final though.
Oh god, yeah, beating every fucker.
Yeah.
Man, we've had some bloody good goals, haven't we, down the line? One of Mark Hughes' overhead fucking specials from nowhere.
Oh, the volley against Oldham in the semi-final.
Defoe was the second striker next season.
Mark Hughes' winner in the Cup Winners' Cup final.
Oh, the one you fall off. How many times did you do that in the playground? Where you hit it like that and then lean off to the side. Try to do it every week. No one remembers Ronaldo's masterpiece.
Oh, yeah.
So that ball's still fucked. He hit that hard. Absolutely loving it. Ronaldo versus Pompey. Do you know what? Let me pull it up. One of Jaden's friends won a competition at United for replicating that free kick. It is on my channel, but I think it's secret, so you can't see it on there, but I'll play it on here.
Rooney's overhead.
Rooney's overhead was good.
Like that York and Cole goal in Barcelona.
That epitomised that team.
A Beckham free kick.
Hopefully this...
The one in...
It's only 10 seconds.
Why is it on private?
I just privated it when I made the channel. So let's just watch this for accuracy. This is from a 7-year-old. So he won a little fucking thing at United for that. Do you know when he was giving away bits of the pitch?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You give him a bit of the pitch for that one. Dropping loads, look. Wonder if it's because it's on that studio mode. Scholes versus Barcelona 99. Scholes versus Barcelona 99.
Or
was that one of the earlier ones?
No, I don't remember scoring. There was 2-3-all draws.
The, scored all the goals.
Lee Sharp in 94 when he did that little flip.
Oh, Villa!
No, at Barcelona at home.
We drew
2-2.
That was when they played in that fucking turquoise.
Yeah,
shit,
yeah. And it was like, you know, when it come across and it was a little heel flip.
I don't remember it.
You don't remember that?
Kian's Rain says, favourite United kit ever, either both from the same season, 95-96, the black one.
No, that was 93-94. The black one. Sharp view cam one.
The black one?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't that early. It was 94-95.
No, it was. The black one with the yellow sharp view cam. Yeah, it was, because Ince wore it. That's when we played.
It was 94-95. It was 95.
We used to wear it. No, it weren't. It was 93-94, 95-96. Oh, here we go.
I don't think it was as early as 93.
It was 93-94.
Pretty sure the yellow one was 93-94.
What, yellow and green?
Yeah.
No, it was 92-93, because that was in the FA
no,
Cup.
No, it wasn't the first season, because the first season was the
93-94.
First season with Adidas, United away kit.
Yeah, but that was... Yeah, we brought that out when we played Sheffield United in FA Cup in the first Premier League season, wasn't it?
Yeah, the blue one.
Or the second season.
The blue one with the dinghy in it. Right, let's have a look.
Sure, the black one was 93-94.
It was a bit later. It wasn't 93-94. Might have been 94-95.
Because we used to wear it for two seasons.
Yeah, I know. 93 and 95?
Yeah.
So it was 93-94,
95-96. Yeah, because that was 92-93.
Yeah, 92. Yeah, and that one was 92-93. And then the fucking Tesco kit. And then that piece of shit.
That grey one. And then they sold that white one for like 20 quid, remember that? Because they fucked up. And then I stopped buying them after. I stopped buying them after that. Oh, apart from when someone in town...
I think I stopped buying them after that. I got the grey one, but I think I stopped buying them after the black one, like religiously.
Oh, I had that one. Because I bought on the back of that one. Because
that was
different.
One of my favourites, that blue one. Cause it had like a furry texture, one. Remember?
Yeah. I remember I had...
And I bought...
I had that white one there because... was it the white one? I think it was the white one.
I was going to say we're missing a kit here, but it's the only the away ones, isn't it?
Because someone walked up to us in town. I was with my mum on Market Street. It was like, whatever, 12:30. And he's like, yeah, do you want to buy the new United shirt?
not taxed at all.
Just robbed it from JJB. I was like, fucking damn right.
Oh, man, you missed
it. Oh, was that black one.
Opinions on Liverpool treble. Well, it's a plastic treble, and we might win it this year.
So it'll be the mint one.
So it won't be a finger. It won't be a celebrated as much. RVP volley versus Villa.
Yeah, that was a sick one.
Top five clubs you hate. It's not a bad shout.
We've kind of done this, though.
Liverpool.
Yeah, Liverpool, Arsenal, City, Leeds.
And I don't really hate... I mean, Chelsea, I don't really give a fuck about them, to be honest.
Not really a big fan of West Ham.
I'd agree on that. I don't really like Sunderland.
No.
But
I wouldn't say I hate them.
No. I just don't get excited about them either way. I just couldn't give a fuck. I hope they go down. I'd be delighted if they go down. In fact, who else do I hope goes down? West Ham. It probably is West Ham.
Yeah.
Why do they think they're a big club? Why do they think they're a big club? Oh, I saw a load of Leeds fans the other day at the petrol station. Can we get this one? It's a shit joke. I'm not serious, but we'll get it up. I'll find it. Maybe. Maybe I won't.
Maybe you won't.
Maybe I won't. It wasn't even that funny a joke now. But I'm going to have to find it because I've spent this long looking for it now.
There's no one here who really hate.
No, I've gone too far. I found that the other day. When we got the cow. And we got the letter saying about finger. what about you guys? Is anyone else that we missed in there? Liverpool times five. It's not a bad shout. Rio or Vidic at their best. Probably Rio, because he was more all-round. But Vidic, sort of, his peaks was higher, but his lows was lower as well, I think. We can technically win a quadruple this year.
Charity Shield.
Yeah, it's not really a cup, is it?
Zlatan talks about it like it is.
Part of the Rat Pack says, finish Black Mirror, what else am I watching? I'm just finishing a game of House of Cards. I thought about that today, actually. I was like, you know what, I haven't even fucking watched House of Cards this week. Mm.
I've been watching Schitt's Creek.
I ain't got a day off now till next fucking Wednesday, I think.
Pretty
Thursday.
Funny. Schitt's Creek, that's it, really. Flashy's getting a bit good again. Got a bit of fun.
Is Power on Netflix?
Yeah.
Right, I need to watch Power then. That's the one I need to watch, isn't it? Would Vidic get into an all-time United 11?
There's too many good places to
United. United, I said to my granddad about this, because a lot of, when I spoke to my granddad, a lot of you said, what's my granddad's all-time 11? So I asked him, and he went, can't do one. He said, could probably do like one every decade.
It's like saying, what's your favourite movie, or what's your favourite song, or do you know what I mean? It's just,
what's your favourite kid? If you've got more than one. You've all got favourites, let's face it. favourite Chelsea player wish United had had? Zola. I liked Zola. He was a good player.
Would you have had a Drogba though?
Depends on the time, doesn't it? Drogba was good at his peak. No fucking doubt about it whatsoever. Opinions on the overpriced hot dogs at Old Trafford, £4.50 for a fucking hot dog. Don't eat hot dogs. Get the United pie. I told you this the other day. The United pie's fucking top. It's got chilli in it, cheese, gravy, meat. What do you want? It's fucking mint. It's a good pie. What you have to do is, here's the plan. You buy it just before you're going up the stairs to go in, and you put it on the floor, and then at half time, it's cool enough to actually fucking eat it, because they're hotter than the centre of the earth, aren't they? The fucking pies. So there you go. Favourite moment as a United fan? Winning the treble.
Yeah.
Winning the treble.
Favourite Arsenal player? Van Persie.
Welbeck. All time? Andy Cole. Arsenal Academy player. Is Kante as good as Makalele? You can't really ask about it. Yeah, I reckon you got to sort of finish that.
Nah, it's got to go. It's got. Makalele did it at Madrid and Chelsea, didn't he?
Favourite drink to get you smashed on a night out? It depends on what you're thinking, really. Because, like, you can go for a fucking Long Island iced tea and get completely twisted out of your fucking box. And it's like, you go to, it's like Revolution de Cuba in town, where or anywhere like that, everyone's going bananas on rum and gin at the moment, and you can just get fucking ruined, can't you?
Mm.
On any of that shit, not a fucking danger at all. But you've got to keep it simple, man. Stick with a bud and just roll with that. That'll do. JT or Rio? Not even a question. Are you fucking mad? I legitimately have Wes Brown ahead of JT. If you've watched enough of these podcasts, you know I'm not even joking when I say that. I'm fucking serious. If it wasn't for injuries, Wes Brown would be fucking mint. Robin in his prime or Mkhitaryan? You can't. I don't like comparing. Like, I think I said this on last week's show.
Different players, then, aren't they?
You just have to say. Someone asked me. It was on Statman Dave's. Someone said, like, rank the 10, rank these number 10s in the Premier League, like Ozil, De Bruyne, Mata Mkhitaryan, etc. And I was like, you can't rate them. You just have to say, they're in this group of players that are fucking top. And that's it.
Yeah.
You have to just say, they're fucking top players, and you know what? They probably would get into most teams in the world. Brooke says, favourite pundit? I would say Danny Higginbottom and Gary Neville. Danny Higginbottom's massively underrated, really good, likes, explains it really well for you, I think.
Yeah,
I like Danny Higginbottom. What is my thoughts on a player everyone forgot but is one of the best to play for United because of what a warrior he was? Ji-Sung Park. I think there's been a little bit of a mythologizing a little bit about Ji-Sung Park. Yeah, he worked hard, he was a good player, but it's a cult
his technique wasn't amazing.
He was decent. Let's not get it twisted. He's not getting into an all-time 11, is he? You know, and I don't think he's been forgotten either, to be honest.
No,
I think
works for us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's an ambassador now, isn't he? Gerard's punditry is drying as the Queen's Vag. He's shite. They're only paying him because he was a big name. Honestly, he sits there. The only way I can describe what he's like as a commentator is like, he smelt a fart. He's like, he's that fucking annoyed to be there, to be getting asked questions.
It's only because he's got fuck all else to do.
They've cut so many of mine Adams' questions to him. It's like, BT, they make it look like we've just fucking sat there at the end of the game and said, I'll film myself and send a video in, right? They've already asked me this week before the Bournemouth game, right? So I'll be sending one in and I'll be on it on Saturday, right? But whenever Gerrard's on there, we always throw a cheeky question in for Gerrard and they always fucking cut it. They always cut it.
Yeah, but... What's he called? Jake Humphrey. He did that one when
he rinses him when he can. Yeah, he don't fuck about. Yeah, Jake's sound. I like him. It's whichever fucking producer sat there like, oh, can't ask Stevie that. Yeah. Jake's sound. Yeah, Jake comes and does like little lives with us and stuff outside. He's happy days. But yeah, they fucking edit him before they put him out. Can you imagine editing me? Why would you have to edit me?
Oh, who would have a fucking clue?
What's gigs he gonna be? I think he wants to be a manager. I think he's
what's gigs he gonna be? Like he's 15 years old.
What? All right, like when he grows up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he wants to be a manager, but he's got to get his feet wet at some point and get in the mixer, hasn't he? What are we up to on the old? Where is it? 107.5. We're 25 off it.
We're not going to get
that. Let's go and smash it. Yeah. Right. You got. Can we do it inside a minute? Go and find it right now, and we'll. I don't know. Probably won't do anything, but we'll be buzzing if we can get it. We're 25 off. Go and find the Stephen Howson podcast. There's 289 of you watching. You're not all subscribed. Go and find the Stephen Howson podcast right now. Subscribe and come back to us, and then we'll wrap it up. I think. City fans seem to like editing me. Jake, I don't understand the obsession, right? Why aren't they just doing their own thing? Why did City fans want me to want Pep? I don't get it. Why did they choose to edit me when there's fucking several videos of Andy Tate demanding a Guardiola style of play and saying Pep would do this, that and the other here? And then all they had me was saying, what I started off saying was, Guardiola's a good manager, he's obviously fucking got this, that and the other, but I'd rather take a fucking Ryan Giggs who's had four games experience over him, because I didn't think he had that success in the transfer market. I have question marks over his mental stability, and I have question marks over his fucking bottle. If you can walk away from your boiled club like Barcelona,
yeah, but Enrique's doing it as well.
Enrique's getting fucked about, man.
Yeah, he is, but I think it's the tactics as well from him.
Right, this is another disgrace. Talk about Leicester fucking him about. We're at 180. 108, 108.1, 108.2. We are going to do it. Smash it, fellas. Look at where we're at. 18 off. Let's smash it. The Stephen Howson podcast on YouTube. Go subscribe. Let's get it over 1,100 tonight. So we are, you know, we're talking about Leicester being a fucking joke of a place by getting rid of Ranieri. What about Enrique? Motherfucker won the treble on 2 leagues. Yeah. That's not good enough.
No, I don't think they're all happy with his
108.3.
They're not happy with his style of play, and also in terms of his signings and stuff, and just tactics and all sorts of shit.
Second only to Real Madrid, 108.4.
I know. Well, and Real Madrid drew 3-0 last night. The twats.
I know. Cost me money. That's a coupon buster.
Yep.
Who've you gone for this week?
I was thinking about putting like 250 quid.
on 0-0 United and Bournemouth.
Just on like Rangers, Celtic, they're at home in the Scottish Cup, and PSG at home to Nancy.
Am I down already? Fucking Atletico Madrid did me already. I'm down already. I do have ACCA insurance though, so I'm still okay. Sevilla won, so that one's happy days, but Atletico Madrid have already done me, so I've got United, Juventus, Leipzig and Marseille to come in. I don't know what the crack is here. Yeah, I don't know what the crack is here. When I have ACCA insurance, does it mean I just get my money back? Not that I win.
No, someone asked
109.0. We are 10 off.
Someone asked me about that, and I was like, I asked someone, and it's like, because yeah, you can put it on there. It just gives you your money back if one of them.
Okay, so I thought it was that. I didn't think it was like you still win if one of them.
Yeah, I thought they just give you, shitter odds. Yeah. If one of them lose,
just your money back. That's what it's better than now, isn't it?
And I think it must be. It might be. It's probably in free bets as well.
Liverpool's team on paper not good enough to get top four as Mane is carrying them. Sometimes one player can carry a full team though. We've just slipped back again, motherfuckers. We're at 108.9. Let's hit it up. Let's get over that hump, humpity hump.
It'll be done, won't it? Yeah. By the time I get home, anyway.
Anyway, thank you guys for watching. What did I ask Gerard? Not like, have you ever won the league or anything like that. I can't remember. It wasn't proper. I mean, it was a little bit bangers, but it wasn't proper bangers. It was a bit rum, though. Whatever it was.
So whatever you can get away with.
I can't remember what it was. I think it was when Owen Hargreaves and Rio was in there, and I think I said, like, can you ask the panel what winning the league's like, or something like that. 109-1, we are 9 off.
They're going to proper meltdowns about, like, Jamie Carragher with Danny Simpson. And then today he's just gone off on someone. Like, oh, first I was getting done by...
Chris reckons the Arsenal Fan TV thing with Gary Neville and the shit that's going on at the moment with him, with Carragher wearing the Arsenal shirt and like having a go at people.
The Liverpool.
They think it's... Well, not just that. No, they think it's because they're dying for watch time, or for views even on Sky, yeah. And they think they're just trying to mad it up a little bit just so people watch. Which I think you don't need to watch.
Desperate, aren't
they? I suppose they paid a lot of fucking money for it.
Yeah.
And you see, there's a recent study come out which is like under 20s are watching about 50% as much TV as they used to. Can believe that?
Yeah, definitely.
Our age group is like 20% less. So
I don't watch like general TV. I fucking wank.
Yeah, I don't. I literally watch occasional bit of sport. I turned City on last night. Sorry, he was winning. I was like, why don't I watch City when they're winning?
Yeah, I watched a bit of that.
I put 16 blocks on last night. That's what I ended up watching.
That movie? With
Bruce Willis? Most definite, yeah. That's a bad film.
He's coming to Manchester this month.
Yeah, he's out of dinghy now, isn't he? He's out of hiding.
Yeah, immigration issues over. Last ever UK gig. I was thinking about going that.
Thoughts on the Danny Simpson Carragher beef? It's funny, isn't it?
Yeah, it's funny.
That's all you can say about it. What do we do if Zlatan gets injured? We're screwed. Do you know what? We're not. I tried to disprove this with stats, and I found it very difficult to do because I can't. Zlatan's played X number of games up front, and there's like 14 games or something that haven't been with Zlatan up front. But I can only find where Rooney's played like 3 or 4, Rashford's played 3, Marshall's played 1 up front. That doesn't add up to 14. So I'm like, how the fucking hell played up front in them games? And I can't find out. So I can't give you the stats of like what they've scored for goals. But I think played up front, Rooney's got 1 goal, 1 assist in 3 games. Not a bad record. Up front, Rashford's got like 3 games, no goals, but that's not right because he scored when he played up front against Northampton, so that's not taken into account all the games. Martial has played 1 game and he got 1 goal, I think. So when you're the lead centre forward like that, you're going to get the bulk of the goals. So whoever would be played up front would score more goals than what they're currently getting played wide left or wide right, I think. Carragher wearing an Everton shirt. Thoughts? He's an Everton fan, isn't he?
Nah, I think he was Gerrard. That was another.
I thought it was in both. You wouldn't see Gary Neville wearing a City shirt.
No way.
Is the top and bottom of it, like Danny Simpson said.
Yeah.
That was what he said.
Yeah, and he got a bit irate, and then he's going. Someone wrote an article as well today in the Mirror, and he's calling him a Spice Boy.
Ash says, "Did we make a mistake not loaning out Memphis as he's smashing it on loan at Lyon? Did we not say this? He just needed games. Man of the match last week, 2 goals and assist. Fucking rousing it up. Right, thank you fuckers for joining us. I guess we're on next Thursday. Is it?
Possibly, yeah.
We'll do it after the game.
After the game.
Yeah, we should be on next Thursday, and then it'll probably be the Wednesday following that. Go and subscribe to the podcast channel because there is now like 3 more of these that's going to be going on. And then we'll be just broadcasting from the podcast channel. And also, while we're talking about the podcast channel, like I get a lot of questions, people saying, how do I start a YouTube channel? How do I start a podcast? What equipment do you use? And all that lot. Is there enough interest for me to bother my ass making and editing a video to show you guys? Is this something you guys want? Is this something that you guys want to see? Is there enough interest in there for me to make some more tutorials? And not just that, like, how do you edit? Like, what's some of the gear that you use to vlog with? Because I see a lot of people saying, oh, do we vlog the cup finals on our phone? No fucking way could I stand there with this. I haven't got it in here. But I use a GoPro. GoPro's like that big. And it's a one button record. So I just watch the match and then just go boop and carry on watching the match. And then whatever you get, you get. There's no way I'd be able to stand there like fucking looking through a phone for the whole game. So yeah, that's that. Subscribe to the podcast channel. Go follow Ben on Twitter. Can we get this fucker over 1,000 or what? What are you on now?
Don't know.
See? That's what we're on. Anyway, thank you fuckers for watching, and we'll see you in a bit.